Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and the good Sheriff, Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio. We've been talking about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Doing a phenomenal job. Become a lifetime member. I am CSPOA.org. This is Saturday, January the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2021, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of two. And the goal always to promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property. That's always what we do, folks. By the way, fast food workers yesterday went on a strike. They want to keep pressure on the Biden administration and on the, quote, rich restaurant owners to pay them $15 an hour. Kirk Crosby always said, why don't you just pay them $100? Facebook suspended Trump's account and then immediately got over 150,000 likes. Parler CEO John Matz, the site may never return. Yeah, they're shutting down our ability to speak to one another. Free speech in the crosshairs, unfortunately. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, we set a dangerous precedent by banning Trump, but hey, he at the same time talks out of the other side of his mouth and says, we're going to start banning en masse. You ain't seen nothing yet. We'll get into that later in the broadcast. AOC, that's Ocasio-Cortez, slams the press. She says she needs to create a federal commission to rein in the press. They want a 1984 Ministry of Truth kind of a thing. It's whacked out as all get out. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler outraged when reporter dared to ask. And did the Portland riots set the stage for the Capitol breach? Representative Tom McClintock of California speaking out as well. Ripping Democrats saying, hey, soft approach to the riots. And the BLM riots over the summer contributed to the riot that happened at the Capitol. There you have it. Now this whacked out actor named Kevin in Home Alone 2, Macaulay Culkin, however you say his name. Anyway, he supports erasing the Trump cameo from Home Alone 2, because, of course, Trump's a bad guy, they say. They lie, folks. They're not honest. That's kind of the problem. Pinkerton, that's an author for Breitbart, writes and says, Senators Blackburn, Tennessee, Hawley, Missouri, want 90% of federal jobs out of Washington, D.C. Drain the swamp. Reunite the country, they say. What do you say to that, Sheriff?
Well, I think they're further dividing the country, obviously. I mean, that's an understatement and quite trite because it's so obvious. But I still take issue with the FBI issuing any kind of information whatsoever that we're expecting armed violence in Washington, D.C., armed violence. Sam. If anyone was trying, especially on the right, or any of these militia groups, or any of the 3%ers or 1%ers, or gun rights groups, militias, committees of safety, modern day Sons of Liberty, whatever they call themselves, all these groups, you and I have seen and worked with to a certain extent. Some not very much at all, and then some quite a bit. They come to all our meetings, or at least the rallies that you and I have been to, whether we organized them or not. You know, they're there, and emails and texts get put out about this sort of thing all the time. Why haven't I seen a single solitary one go to the state capitol in Phoenix on Inauguration Day? We're going to have our own protest. We want you to speak, or we want you to be there. Nothing. I've received nothing from D.C. to Honolulu. I have received nothing, not seen a thing about it. But and yet they say you and I are part of this movement and that you're a domestic terrorist and I'm a domestic terrorist. How come the domestic terrorist right-wing groups have not involved you and me? Because SPLZ says we're domestic terrorists.
Well, so, and they also have rolled out a ton of money to all these people, and I ain't seen no money.
Yeah. Tell them to send it our way. But they're not, you know, that's why I'm telling you right now, I believe it's a lie, and I believe that they're actually trying to make it worse. Oh, what? There's going to be armed protests? Oh, gosh, I got to get there. You know, they're literally announcing worldwide that there's going to be armed protests. Okay, how many people are hearing that and going, well, heck, I don't want to miss that. You know?
Well, and how many people are going, by the way, I won't exercise my First Amendment rights to peacefully assemble because I know that it's going to get rowdy, too. There's manipulation on this everywhere, and part of the problem is now even the March for Life that's been going on since 1972.
Yeah, exactly.
Says they're not going to have their event now, live. Okay, yeah, so listen up. The annual March for Life, if you haven't heard, has been canceled in person this year. And the March's president says it's only partly due to the coronavirus pandemic. In other words, the other things that to do with it are riots and civil unrest and et cetera, with a hostile abortion team coming into office or whatever else. They're just going, it's just not even safe to bring our people there. We don't dare recommend it. But First Amendment goes up in smoke.
Well, the Second Amendment too, I guess.
I pray not, but predict you're right. That's
no,
where,
but,
where
but
we're headed.
It's the smoke and mirrors of all of this. So if I were in charge of the FBI, I would say, we're expecting some violence. We're preparing for it. In fact, I wouldn't say expecting. We're just making sure that we're being careful. We're not expecting violence. I think we've all learned our lesson from what happened at the U.S. Capitol. And we're asking people for calm. And if your celebrations are out there, we're asking you to keep it calm. You want to play your music and celebrate, please go ahead. But let's keep this peaceful. They're not even asking for that, Sam.
They're not. And let me tell you the other thing that I find interesting. You and I have been to some pretty big political events in our day, Sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And I went to the U.S. inauguration of President Donald John Trump. And they tried to make you believe there wasn't very many people there, but I'm telling you right now, was hundreds of thousands of people there. How do I know? Because I walked and marked from the back of the crowd all the way up to the front, and I'm telling you right now, I walked and walked and walked and walked and walked, and it was further than walking through a Sam's Club, man, by like 20 times. I don't even know the number, but it was huge. I must have walked a half a mile almost. It was peaceful. Not only was it peaceful for the most part, there were a few bad apples that got stopped. We saw some rioters in small segments that dealt with the cops and stuff like that as we drove by or whatever else. But for the most part, it was amazingly peaceful. Not only did I go to that, I went to the Republican National Convention live. And I'm telling you, the way they had the fences organized, the way they had layers of security, you know, you would go in through this, and then there'd be fences, and then there'd be barricades, and you'd go to the next level and the next level. It took 5 or 6 or 10 different transitions to get all the way into the, I don't know if I dare say inner sanctum, but you know what I mean, to the building to where it was all held. And there was no way that you were going to get a ton of people just breaching things, and there was too many levels of stopgap measures in place. Anyway, I bring this all up because they can create peaceful events if they want to, sir. I'm telling you right now, I don't care who goes to riot. You can stop them and isolate them in about 2 seconds if you set up things properly. They know this, Sheriff. I know this, and I'm just an ignorant guy. I've never been in law enforcement. But what I'm telling you is when I go to these events and I can see these different layers of security, look, you had to walk all the way down to the end of this to go through here, and it was a checkpoint, and you had to walk all the way down there to get through that, and there's just no way you could create all kinds of crazy. All they'd have to do is close this and boom, they've got 3,000 people in one spot and 4,000 people in another spot and 500 people in another spot. And what I'm telling you is that I see the security and I see that they could easily control the crowds and you could stop the violence if you wanted to. So this big show at the Capitol where we're expecting it to be crazy, you know, the allegations, we're locking down communications, we're doing this and doing all that. They are now using this, just like they used the Capitol riot, quote, insurrection for an agenda and a planned event. They're now using this for the opposite purpose.
Yeah, they are.
To make you stay home and or fear violence and or go to violence. In other words, both are happening depending on who you really are, right?
Right. And if they were really trying to stop this, they would be asking people to stay home and to stay calm and quit telling the nation, yep, there's going to be violence and armed violence.
Not only at the Capitol, but at every state capitol, too. In fact, you might as well make violence at every capitol probable, right? Yeah. It's crazy town, and we reject it.
Yeah. And gosh, I'd love to see some real leadership for once. Instead of saying, I mean, that's almost inciting to riot right there.
Well, and shame on Joe. Joe should be speaking out about this, too.
Oh, of course. Of course. But he's too busy trying to unite us all.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I say shame on dishonest Joe for a variety of reasons.
Well, Sam, I don't think he has the cerebral capacity to really know and understand. He just gets told what to do and say over and over.
Yeah, but look, if Joe, I mean, he's probably third grade level at this point with his loss of mental capacity. California schools are telling third graders to rank themselves according to power and privilege. So where does Joe rank when it comes to power and privilege, Sheriff?
Boy, you're not just a kid. And if he has to extend his wonderful influence to his son to get more money bringing into the family, then he'll certainly do that as well.
All right. By the way, today at Liberty Hall in Utah, there is a preparedness event, 11 to 3. I will be there live. I recommend you be there as well. It's going to be tremendous. Show up, man. All kinds of cool stuff with booths and a barbecue truck and a whole lot more, folks. Just thought I'd tell you about it.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got just about 10 minutes with a good sheriff before he has to fly to cover three important stories. First one, Sheriff, Capitol Police Intelligence warned of insurrection days in advance. How come y'all didn't hear about it, number one? And number two, if that's true, how come they weren't ready? Something isn't making sense, buddy.
Well, that can happen also, and legitimately. It can happen. Is it what? You know, they could just doubt it. They need to have time to see what kind of intel are you doing here. It would take days sometimes, especially in Washington, D.C., to actually analyze the information they have. But it would not be hard, Sam, to say, oh, you mean about 1.5 million people are coming here to hear Trump, and then right after that? It's part of the plan to come over to this U.S. Capitol. At that point, Sam, you would think that all 2,000 U.S. Capitol police would be there. You would also think that they would have some very legitimate barriers. You would also think that the National Guard would be standing by very closely. So, yeah.
The point is, those are basic things.
Several agencies.
Those are basic things that you would have in place at any large gathering with that potential. Even if you don't believe the threat is credible enough,
right?
You would still have that. What would be the harm in having that preparation? I just don't understand how that could be overlooked or intentionally stopped. That's really what you got to know, right?
Yeah, and they started acting like the D.C. mayor is calling the Virginia to send their National Guard over, and it's almost like she's just trying to shove it in the face of Trump and not really take care of the situation. And which brings up another story. The last thing we want to do is make D.C. a state. Oh, my gosh.
That's what they're pushing for, I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. Right, that's story one, which I find interesting. Capitol Police intelligence warned of insurrection days in advance. Well, they lied and claimed they didn't know, too.
Yeah,
so that
they did,
again, so this is where we have all these conflicts that make me go,
what's really up?
What on earth is going on here?
Yeah.
Okay, so can those lapse of understandings happen? Yes, they can. Sheriff's right. But did they in this case, and who knew what when, and who reported what when, and, you know, pardon the pun, this isn't literal, but heads need to roll here.
Yeah, they do. And there needs to be accountability in all of this. And, I mean, how many different high-ranking positions there have already resigned over this? It looks like me, they're scared and they want to get out of there before the investigation points at them. Hurry up and get your retirement before they prove that you don't get your retirement. You know, so it looks pretty suspicious.
All right. Hopefully people will dig into it. I don't have a lot of confidence because who's going to do it on the Joe Biden Kamala watch? But
right.
There you have it.
No.
All right. Second story, and I hope to get to all three of these. Second story. New York Times corrections, Sheriff. They had to make a correction in their newspaper today. I caught them at it. Here it is. They had a picture with a picture caption with an essay this weekend on page 30. So they had a picture with an essay on page 30 of the New York Times. It was about the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Okay. And they say they misidentifies as a rioter. So they misidentified a guy who was a rioter, but you know who it turned out to be?
No.
It was a shirtless man.
Shirtless?
Yeah. Shown outside a broken door. So they caught a picture of a shirtless man outside of a broken door at the Capitol. They said, hey, this guy's a rioter. This guy's a Trump supporter. This guy's whacked out crazy. Turns out, though, that he was actually a videographer. He removed his shirt after being pepper sprayed, and the only reason he removed his shirt is because, again, he's trying to get that chemical away from him. It was all over his shirt, so he took his shirt off. And he was actually a videographer covering the event for the Daily Caller. And they got caught, and they had to retract.
Oh, my gosh.
See, this is the kind of propaganda that I'm talking about. Now, let me say this. They say that he was punching a door, that he was violent. Turns out he was trying to get his phone back because that's what he was using to record the whole event.
Right.
And so he's like, I don't care about my shirt. Get rid of that thing. It's about to make me, I can't breathe. Get rid of this shirt. Hey, give me that phone. I got to have that. That's my whole reason for being here. That's my evidence for the reporting service that I report for. They literally said this guy's got his shirt off. He's violent. He's punching this door and getting all crazy. He's a Trump supporter, radical. And they got caught and had to retract. It isn't true. So my question to the New York Times is, if you got nailed on that one to the wall and you guys claimed that it was all Trump supporters right out of the gate with no even real investigation going on, how credible are you, Sheriff, meaning the New York Times here, when they have to retract like that and when they came out calling it with a certain agenda from the start without even investigations? Their credibility is trash.
So you're asking if the New York Times has credibility?
I'm just saying, what does that do to their credibility, right?
Yeah, if it could get any lower, then they already have it, you know. So that's typical of the New York Times, and they have learned over the years They don't have to be careful or good reporters because they can always just fudge a little here, fudge a little there, and then retract later if you have to, which that's what they do often. Sometimes they don't even care about retracting. But this guy was not a right-wing radical nut, so they went ahead and retracted. Otherwise, yeah, they would not have.
Anyway, I just find it interesting that we caught him at it. And again, if there's one like that, how many really are there?
Because if you and I had been there and they had said that we were leading the way, and then they find out later that we didn't, would they have retracted? No.
Oh, they would have, because Sam Bushman would have went ballistic. Yes, they would have. And I've had these people retract before, so.
Yeah.
You know, I get a little bit crazy on these people when they're dishonest like that. You know, when we lead the charge, let me tell you what happens. We bust out in spontaneous singing Amazing Grace and that kind of stuff. Just want to set the record straight.
Pretty radical.
Yes, indeed. All right, the third story, Sheriff, you probably can't handle this one. I hate to just ruin your world right before you take off, but I got to do it. Headline says this from Fox News. Three samples of ice cream from a Chinese company tested positive for COVID-19, and now they're having to withhold dessert as a result, buddy.
Well, withhold Chinese desserts, that's one thing, but...
Well, hold on now. That's just the start now. It occurred in China in the beginning, and you can expect it to come to a ice cream parlor or a store, your favorite grocery store, near you, sir. This, in my opinion, is the start of the tainting of the food supply, my friend. You can't even eat because you'll get the cocoa.
Well, you knew that had to be coming, and, you know, it's going to all be part of the food
shortage. It started with your favorite vegetable, sir.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just telling you, what a sad day. Seriously, though, Fox News reporting that three samples of ice cream, I guess, are tainted with COVID. It's from a Chinese company right now, tested positive for COVID-19. And I don't know, they say thousands of boxes of dessert have been confiscated as a result of it. And I look at that and I just go, what's next, Sheriff? What's next?
Shutting down baseball?
Probably.
Oh, they've already done that. Well,
uh-huh. Now, the CDC also says they have a warning about the new strain of virus. They say the British version could dominate in the U.S. by March, Sheriff.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. But I will say, they better not shut down Culver's, Andy's, or Freddy's.
And you better not shut down the sheriff's favorite ice cream joints, man.
Gosh.
He got off the donuts when he quit being a cop.
I'm off donuts, but I'll tell you, Sam, I don't foresee me stopping my raspberry pecan concrete at Culver's or Nielsen's. Now, Nielsen's was really the first one on this.
Yeah.
Nielsen's a leader, but they don't have one in the Phoenix area anymore, Mesa, where they used to have one. They shut it down for some crazy reason. But there's a real good Nielsen's in Las Vegas on Eastern Avenue, and obviously a real good one in St. George, obviously a really good one in Holiday area in Salt Lake City, and then also one in Bountiful. And the Bountiful one, I think, was the first one.
That's right, in Utah.
Yes.
Now, they also say the global coronavirus death toll topped 2 million on Friday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University, Sheriff. 2 million people died from the COVID so far.
Which no one has ever verified any of those statistics. No one ever. No one.
I know, but see, what you got to do is you got to just use the millions to just drive a panic. It's in your ice cream, buddy.
Yeah.
2 million people already have it worldwide. The British version is going to kick off with a vengeance in March, and buddy.
Okay, 2 million sounds like a lot, but do that. Make that a percentage of the world's population and see what it is.
What, 7 billion?
Yeah, 2 million out of 7 billion is still probably going to be, what, 1%.
And we're not really trying to be offensive of those who have lost their lives or be careless about that. But what we're saying is, what are we to do?
Sheriff, I almost lost mine.
Amen. Sheriff, Godspeed, sir.
Thank you so much, Sam. See you soon.
CSPOA.org.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA Radio News.
A convicted killer put to death this morning. Dustin Higgs executed at 1:23 Eastern Time at a federal prison complex in Indiana. The 48-year-old ordered the deaths of three women in Maryland in 1996. In his final words, he proclaimed his innocence. His execution, the 13th of a federal inmate under President Trump. Capitol Hill security to undergo a review. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing yesterday that retired Lieutenant General Russell Honore will lead an immediate review of safety lapses around last week's attack. She says what happened was unthinkable.
It's so sad. Imagine like 10 days ago. As I said, we really lost our innocence in this because we always prepare to protect and defend from all enemies, foreign. But the Constitution also says, and domestic. And now we have to protect ourselves from enemies domestic.
Meanwhile, the lead prosecutor investigating the riot said yesterday there's no direct evidence that the protesters were looking to capture and kill elected officials. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Joe Biden planning to reverse what he calls a dismal failure, the vaccine rollout. President-elect Biden yesterday announcing a plan to get 100 million COVID vaccine shots administered in his first 100 days. The $20 billion vaccine rollout, part of his $2 trillion economic relief package. Tim Berg has details on that.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion spending bill that includes $1,400 per person checks be sent to households to supplement the $600 direct payments approved in December. Biden's plan also helps out state and local governments. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls reacts to that part of Biden's proposal.
States have to balance their budget. The federal government doesn't. So AOC and now Joe Biden are going to the big piggy bank in the sky that prints nonstop money.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Biden also wants to raise unemployment benefits from $300 a week to $400 a week through September. This is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, the good sheriff, was with me for a couple of segments there, first hour and second half. I walk alone for the last of the broadcast, but man, I got news that networks refused to use for you, baby. Newly elected Georgia rep, her name is Marjorie Taylor Greene, plans to introduce articles of impeachment against Joe Biden on January 21st, the day after the inauguration or the coronation. I don't know what you call this transfer of power. To me, it's not peaceful. If congressional members literally brought in the rioters, created reconnaissance the day before, as the Democrats allege. If the Capitol Police did not alarm people, did not have the National Guard standing by, did not do the appropriate preparations, if all these things are true about folks that are not Trump supporters or whatever else, coordination from the inside, if you will, an inside job, no doubt they stopped the impeachment, or I'm sorry, they stopped the election fraud discussions dead in its tracks, pointed directly at President Trump. Anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene, new rep of Georgia, is going to file articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. And here's what's interesting. They say Trump's a terrorist because of his speech. But remember, Joe Biden literally threatened and bragged about it, threatening to withhold $1 billion in loan guarantees to Ukraine if the prosecutor general Viktor Shokin wasn't replaced. The Hill reports this in detail. So you got pretty harsh rhetoric you know, we had to bleep out parts of it to even play it back on the radio from Joe Biden. All right, so Trump's heading to Texas to showcase the border wall, showing that he got 400 miles of border wall done. All right, what goes on with this? If John Sullivan is not BLM, the educator at the Capitol, where did he get his money from? BLM man who filmed Ashley Babbitt inside Capitol organized leftist protest outside of building before it was stone or before it was stormed, writes the Gateway Pundit. What's going on with all this? ADL attacks, the Anti-Defamation League attacks, social media website Gab. So probably Gab going to be shut down pretty soon. Amazon talks about the last holiday season doing awesome. Biggest holiday shopping season ever. Anyway, that's some of the recapped headlines from yesterday. Let's talk about now. I've got more headlines. So the CDC has warning about the new strain of the coronavirus. They say the British version could dominate America by March. Fox News says three samples of ice cream by the Chinese is infected with the COVID. No doubt it's going to taint the food supply. It's pretty soon going to be very careful what you eat. Now they also say the global coronavirus death toll, 2 million, they say, on Friday. Wow. Top 2 million Friday, according to John Hopkins. That's a sad tale. I don't mean to dismiss it or act like it's not serious. But I will say we cannot shut down our society over it. It doesn't make any sense, right? Now, there's a COVID vaccine secret that's out now. The WHO protocols, they call them the WHO protocols, that Pfizer used to produce the mRNA for the vaccine, that's the corona vaccine, do not appear to identify any nucleotide sequences that are unique to the SARS COVID-19 or COVID-2 virus. When investigator Fran Leader questioned this to Pfizer, they confirmed that the DNA template does not, I repeat, does not come directly from an isolated virus from an infected individual or person. Okay? So they're admitting blatantly they don't have an isolated version of the gene sequence. They don't have the COVID. So if you don't have the isolated virus, folks, how can you claim you've sequenced it? Huh? And if you sequenced it by assumption and guess or prototypes, how can you claim the sequence of the virus is real? Very serious, serious allegations. Right? Serious allegations, to say the least. Where do you go with this kind of stuff, huh? I mean, it seems like the fake news and propaganda is so out of control in America. And we're just almost like gadflies when it comes to trying to deal with it. It's everywhere. And I bring it up and they're just like, I'm a gadfly because I bring it up and not enough people hear, not enough people know. It's just mind-boggling. What can we do? And what's going to happen to our society if this continues? It's very, very scary, right? All right. Twitter CEO, that's Jack Dorsey, right? Says that censorship will be much, much bigger than the Trump ban. Is that scary? To me, that's very scary. Because what does that mean? Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says, hey, it's going to be the censorship is going to be much, much, much bigger than the Trump ban. That is a scary statement, to say the least, in my opinion. It's like, what? It just gives you a hint of what they got planned for us, right? He admitted that big tech is going to just lock down on everybody. And in response to Jack Dorsey, Dennis Prager of PragerU, subject, don't let big tech close the internet, is what Dennis Prager is saying. Yeah. Think of a country where a small group of people decide what is truth and what is fiction. This group is not held accountable for their decisions, and they get away with anything they like, hiding behind giant media and tech companies or corrupt third-party fact-checkers. Mysterious people decide what you can see, what you can hear, what you can read, what you can say. This group of unknown people not only control the information you see and hear, but they routinely ruin people's social status, reputations, careers, through censorship. Yeah. Cancellation. And slander. Just by pressing a few buttons on a keyboard, folks. We're not talking about Russia or China. We're talking about today's America and the power of big tech. Yeah, that's what Dennis Prager's response to this is. I really believe that, sad to say that, you know what? Dennis Prager is right. Wow, it's scary. It's almost like you don't even know how to deal with it, huh? It's so massive. It's scary. Most folks can't even imagine a society like this, but I submit to you, we've already kind of got one, right? We've already got a society like this. They've already shut down the president. They literally have kind of said, hey, the president can't speak out on Twitter or Facebook because he'll commit violence or it'll lead to violence. At the same time, they release videos that are pre-approved, that have been vetted to be okay. And the president encouraged to release those. Does that scare you? That scares the heck out of me. Think of a country where a small group of people decide what is truth and what is fiction. This group is not held accountable for their decisions. They get away with anything they like, hiding behind giant media and tech companies or third-party fact checkers. They decide what you can see, what you can hear, what you can say. Wow, do they have an interesting world planned for us, don't they? I don't know how to respond to all this, folks. And the reason I don't is because I've been trying to get people to back the new media taking center stage for quite a while. Right? I've been really trying to get people to understand what's going on for quite some time in the media. All right. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Wowzers. Got a lot to cover. One segment to do it in. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? in churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
All right, live and on your radio, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Man, have we got news the networks refuse to use always on your radio. Some try to say we're negative. I disagree. We try to tell the tale of liberty as we see it. Sometimes it isn't pretty, but we also got to tell the truth and we got to know where we are. Sometimes you say, hey, we live in perilous times. Is that negative or is that an assessment of reality? It's how we look at it and what we do with the information that really, in my humble opinion, is critical. All right. That's really the critical kind of component. And I want to end on a positive note. All right. Today is National Religious Freedom Day. Are you aware of that, ladies and gentlemen? Did the mainstream press tell you that? Today is National Religious Freedom Day. And do you know anything about the origins of this? Right. Do you know anything about Religious Freedom Day 2021, folks, or not? Because if you don't, it's a tragedy. Why don't you know about it, can I ask? Right? Fair question. You should know about Religious Freedom Day. Religious Freedom Day 2021, baby. Right? Has anybody told you about this? It's not a national holiday, sadly, but I think it's important. I think it's vitally important for people to understand it's National Religious Freedom Day. I think it's critical to highlight this in the minds of the American people, because I really think this teaches us who we are as a people. Right? Freedom is a fragile thing and is never more than one generation away from extinction. It is not ours by inheritance. It must be fought for and defended constantly by each generation. Ronald Reagan. It was his gubernatorial inaugural address, 1967, the year I was born, baby. Religious freedom wins the 2020. Are there any? Yeah, as today is National Religious Freedom Day, we thought it would be a good idea to look back a little bit at some recent wins for religious freedom in the United States. Religious Freedom Day, folks, is today. It's an annual observance that serves as a reminder of how important religious freedom is. Last year, and even the beginning of 2021, it's important to understand how fragile our freedoms and especially our religious freedoms are. If you've been engaged, you know firsthand that Reagan's words could not be truer. Amen to that. Wow, our freedoms are fragile. Every year, people across our nation must fight the aggressive agenda to jettison religion. 2020 was no different, but it did indeed yield hard-fought victories from our Supreme Court. Yeah, Espinosa versus Montana Department of Revenue. The Supreme Court protected the right of private faith-based schools to receive public benefits. Now, you can debate if that's good or not. I kind of question that one, but I get their point. At least people are fighting the public square for religion. In our Lady of Guadalupe school verses, Morsi Beru, I don't know how to say this names. The court protected the right of private faith-based schools to make decisions regarding teacher employment without government interference. Huge. Huge. Yeah, the government must stay out of employment decisions regarding key positions in church and school. Little Sisters of the Poor had a win. Peter and Paul Holm versus the Pennsylvania upheld the right of religious employers, a.k.a. the nuns of the Little Sisters, to object to the contraceptive mandate under the Affordable Care Act. They don't have to promote abortion, promote death, promote pills, they don't have to fund it. Finally, Tanzen v. Tamver made it clear that religious discrimination by government officials would not be tolerated. Yeah. Anyway, a lot of good stuff, a lot of details. But the battle to preserve our religious freedom for the next generation is being fought on a daily basis by organizations like Family Policy Alliance. They get the credit for this, these details. They say, although we have experienced great wins, we know that a Joe Biden administration will work hard to roll back our wins and our efforts and our hard-fought freedoms on religious liberty. They say, in addition to following our emails, check out our One Nation Under God initiative. We can keep our freedoms from going extinct and preserving them for the next generation by starting on our knees and imploring the one who granted us our freedom in the first place. Please get involved. Thank you for joining the fight. Sincerely, Stephanie Curry, Policy Manager. And anyway, I commend them. I'm really grateful for their leadership. It's the Family Policy Alliance doing a great job, in my opinion. Religious freedom is critical, folks. Today is National Religious Freedom Day. Religious Freedom Day 2021, baby. Important, important, important stuff. I don't know that I can find something more important, really, today than that. Now, Joe Biden is going to try to remove any vestige of the two genders on his first day in office. Yeah, he's going to remove any legal recognition of the two genders on his first day, they say. Right? That's serious, seriously concerning, folks. What are we coming to in America when the new president of the United States, you know, in office by hook or by crook, as I would say, I don't believe it's legitimate at all. But you've got Joe Biden literally doubling down against gender. Joe Biden to remove any legal recognition of the two genders on his first day, they're saying. This, to me, is a very strike at religion. Okay? We've won a lot of things in 2020 relating to religion. And I'm glad that people are involved and put up the fight and stand for liberty and religious freedom and everything else. But, folks, why do I say it's a strike at religion to obliterate two genders? Because God Almighty, at the very start of the Bible, says male and female created I them. I don't speak for God. I'm just trying to paraphrase, right? Be very clear. This is God's the one that declared male and female, not I. And God declared male and female to be complementary to one another, not adversarial. This is important to understand. Not adversarial. Man is not greater than woman, as woman is not greater than man. They are not equal. Let me say it again. They are not equal. You say, what, Sam? How dare you? Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, they're not equal. All right? Why do I say that? Because men and women have equality before God. But let's be very clear. They are different. Male and females are different. Okay? I'm not for one second saying that a male is more important than a female. And when I say they're not equal, equal is identical. Men and women are not equal and not identical. They do have God-given roles, right? And those God-given roles are unique and different, but designed to be complementary. Let's be clear about that. They're not adversarial by nature. They are not designed to be at odds. They're just not. And that's the problem we have today, is anything I say about it, unless I double down with exact equality, people want to attack me. But I submit to you that it's not a matter of that. This is a religious discussion. Okay? And this religious discussion comes back to God says that he created male and female. Did he or did he not create the world and all in them are, if you will? In other words, everything in the world. Did he create it or not? And if we agree that God created the world, that there is a God, then that's more important than government. Higher power, higher authority, etc. And if we agree that God created the world and he says, I created them male and female, then there's two different human beings. Equality before God, in my opinion, is a given. One is not greater than the other, but they are different and uniquely designed to be complementary, male and female. And together they create one great whole, is the way God explains it to us biblically. So when Joe Biden wants to remove any legal recognition of the two genders on his first day, I say that's a very strike at the heart of one of God's first, and in my opinion, paramount religious teaching. Either God created the world and he created male and female, or he did not. And I say that he did. I testify that God created the world and that he did create male and female. And they are designed as two distinct, different beings with a complementary nature to one another, with roles that work together for the greatest good of all, the perpetuation of the human family. Joe wants to strike at the very heart of that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let him do it. I'm not preaching any violence. To say so is a lie. I'm just telling you right now, we got to stand up for our culture. We got to jettison the cancel culture, and we've got to stand up for religious freedom, and we better do it fast and soon. Our greater numbers can carry the day if we're willing. Please help us. Now, Ben Shapiro's in the news, folks, and he emails and says, we must replace the legacy media. Hey, good, Ben. Boy, howdy, do I agree, buddy. I've been saying that for how long now? Ben's right. Ben's exactly right. We do need to jettison. In my opinion, we need to absolutely jettison the mainstream media, or the legacy media that's been doing so much damage to the culture by the cancel culture, by their dishonesty and fake news, by their promotion of everything that's against what we hold dear as Americans. Folks, we got a row to hoe, and we need your financial support. LovingLiberty.net. By the way, I'll be there today. They got a preparedness fair, Perry, Utah, Liberty Hall, 11 to 3. Then a movie is after that. Food trucks and more. Hang tight. I'll be there. Join us. Would love to see you. LovingLiberty.net for more details. I am Sam Bushman. And we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic, but you got to get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? God save the Republic of the United States of America.